This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, that's us. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Panic at the Disco is right.
Yeah.
What do you say? Call right now. 800-400-3697. Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Panic at the Disco Tuesday, February 19th. Oh, that's this coming Tuesday. Wouldn't that be a nice little Valentine's surprise for your lover? We got your tickets all week. That means through tomorrow. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So call right now and get yourself a pair.
Our text number, that 800-400-3697, it's the same one you'd call. But then you just put in some texting words like, hey, I love the show.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Vinny's my favorite.
Hey, how come, what about Sarah's my favorite?
No one ever says that. It's
weird.
Oh
my God, shut up. Sometimes people say that. Mostly they don't, though. They tell, you know, if Brenner or Hooman or Yuzi's their favorite, that's the one we always say.
I effed up with my guy.
Uh-oh.
But 30 years later, thanks to Facebook and sobriety, we just celebrated our one-year anniversary.
Wow. Oh my God.
415.
Good for you.
Hey, Uzi.
Yesy.
If anything ever happened to John, would you go back to that boyfriend of 12 years? Never.
Her window has 40 guys out.
I know, but sometimes you circle back for the love of your life.
40 other guys ahead of that guy before I went back.
So there's a no
way. Never go back
Please.
To that guy.
So there's a world full of guys.
I bet he's still the same.
Oh.
You know, the reasons that we broke up is all the reasons why.
There's television stars. Outside her window. Mm-hmm.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We're waiting for you.
How can you stand the knocking? It must drive you crazy.
How
can
I stand? Oh,
is he
the
still
knocking?
There?
Yeah.
Is he still there?
He's still there, baby.
What about now?
Nope. Still,
he's still there.
Still there.
Hey, Rudy.
Rudy just walked in.
Oh, Rudy.
510 wants to know.
I'd do Rudy before I would do that dude.
That's not saying much, Rudy.
That's really mean.
Rudy,
to Rudy,
don't get all excited.
Rudy, that is bad.
Rudy's like
news.
Celebrating in there. Rudy, that's not saying much.
Hey,
let me get his
510 is asking if Hooman went and to the airport and comforted Rachel after she'd been
Where's Rachel?
Skipped on her flight and
Hooman?
Left sitting there.
He's talking.
What about Rachel?
Did you go comfort her?
Help her at the airport?
Where's Rachel?
I mean, I kept saying, send me a video. I wanted to see how sad you are, and she wouldn't do it. So she just like. So
oh, is that why she's in a bad mood?
Well, that's not helpful.
We were sending her videos. Me, Brennan, he's
So is her flight delayed or canceled?
Canceled twice.
A lot of that going on. Check your carrier if you're traveling, for sure.
Yeah.
So stay woke.
Where's Rachel?
Where's Rachel? Are you going to kiss me right now?
Yeah. Yep. Get over here.
I'm asking you.
Oh, well, I mean, you keep saying it. It's right in my headphones.
You're so horny for me today.
I'm not.
Keep saying things.
415 says, Vinny is my favorite.
Thank you.
Whatever.
I feel a little lonely over
Make
here.
Your face, look at me.
Oh, my God. You're definitely not going to kiss now, you rat bastard.
All right. Last night I had a dream that my morning show was broadcasting from my house. There was breakfast and Sarah was so happy.
Oh, I love breakfast.
And Hooman was so nice and kept thanking me.
Oh,
then
Hooman.
The signal cut off and we couldn't fix it. So we just ate more food.
So we didn't have to be on the air anymore?
I guess
we could
not.
Just focus on eating?
Wow.
God, that is a dream.
Wow. All right.
What is the choice between eating and anything else?
Tattoos are trashy. Period.
Oh, no, they're not.
415.
That's
you
you're
say,
entitled to your opinion.
Until I have your lovely name tattooed on my neck.
Oh, you should get that person's name tattooed
on
you. Change their feelings.
Whatever
about
your name is.
I know some wonderful, upstanding people with covered in tattoos.
Right. Right, me. I'm right here.
Oh, no, no, no. I wasn't talking about you.
How dare you.
Yes, I was.
You're a mean lady.
I know. It's meanness out of love, though.
Sarah, don't look forward to hot flashes. I had them rarely and then thought it was great. Moments of not being freezing all the time. Then it kicked in for real.
Oh.
And I was having up to 3 to 4 an hour.
Oh.
It was making me feel so sick.
Oh.
I'm mostly under control now, thankfully. Relizin is a magical product.
Oh, is that what you're using?
You
want to
remember that when you start.
Relizin?
What?
What is
Sorry,
the medication that you take that really helps you with your hot? Is it called Relizin?
It starts with an E. I don't have it in front of me.
What are we talking about again? What's that called?
The hothead medicine.
Hot flashes, menopause.
Yeah. Menopause.
Right. Yeah, it's Strace.
Sexy.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was like Estra bitch.
Yeah.
What's that?
Estra bitch?
Something like that.
No.
Anti bitch. Estra. Like,
this is your
like
anti bitch pills.
Yeah. AB.
Yeah.
It's your ABPs.
Oh God, I'm running out of time.
You are. Get the good ones in. Get the good ones in.
You
do it good. You better
know.
Get good ones. They better be the best ones.
Oh, a lot of people wrote in when we were talking about trading places.
Yes.
So many were going, it's Eddie Murphy.
He's Valentine.
He's Valentine. Are you crazy? The prenatal vitamins are the ones that cause the hair growth and the peach fuzz during pregnancy.
Oh.
Oh, Vin, my daughter Amy Tomasello's birthday is today. Could you guys give her a shout out?
Sure.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Amy Tomasello. She's one of my favorites from back in the neighborhood.
I wrote on her wall. On.
Good job, Hooman. Way to do. Way to stoke out a listener.
Mm. I was dumped Valentine's morning. My ex wanted to meet me before we went to work to exchange gifts. I gave him his gift, and he proceeded to tell me, I'll give you yours later. And then he texted me an hour later and broke up with me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He just wanted his gift. What a jerk. You are well rid of him.
Oh.
What?
And now.
What a.
It's time.
Jerk.
For the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to pick the week. With a Persian and a Mexican dude.
All right,
well,
everyone,
all right.
Before we get into the big movie review, Rudy Hurd is back doing yoga.
I did, you guys.
Wow, way to call him out.
First of all, can I say hello to my friends? How
hello.
You guys doing? Happy Valentine's
What's
Day.
Up?
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Be mine.
Yeah. I also want to say that Valentine's Day for a lot of Mexican people means like day of friendship also.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of guys out there that are going to be like super disappointed. Because they're going to get like a Valentine from a Mexican girl and she's going to be like, you're my friend. He's gonna friend zone him. So just be careful out there, fellas. Don't get too excited.
It's just a friend thing.
It's
yes, Uzi's hand is up. What is it, Uzi?
Before we end this,
should I go get it right now? And
oh,
prepare?
Sure, you can go get it right now.
All right,
yeah, because we want you to be our Valentine, Rudy.
What? Yeah, we want you to be all ours.
Just as a friend, though.
Oh, come on. Come on. All right, I'm down. You guys got my heart. I'll say that.
All right. We'll do it. Don't give it. Don't do it now, yeah. Hooman. Do it at the end.
So what happened? You did some yoga and your neck's all cracked?
I did some.
Too late.
It's too late now.
Okay, here we go. Happy Valentine's Day.
I appreciate that.
Ready?
Look at
wait,
this.
Should I help you?
Oh, what?
All right,
oh
if you're looking
God.
At the looking glass, we got
dude
a huge picture that Rudy took when he was in Paris. It's himself in front of the Eiffel Tower, and we got it made
what
into a delightful throw blanket
that
because
is
we
phenomenal.
Love you so much. Now, touch that GD
yes.
thing. Feel the back. Oh, oh,
oh so
are you going to wrap up on your couch in that or
it's
what?
Like all the feelings
you
are.
You can't
right
lay under it. You give that to your mommy, right?
No, oh, you dude. Lay under your own pet.
It's a little
and
narcissistic.
You look down at it.
It's a little much.
Not when someone else gives
this is,
it to you.
Okay, first of all, thank you so this is crazy. This is like literally the last thing I would have ever expected to see today. And, I thought we were on some like Valentine's Day stuff, but you guys just made me feel extra special right now.
Well, you extra, baby.
This is crazy. Thank you guys
she
so
just
much.
She called you extra.
You're part of our morning show family, and Yuzette came up with that incredible idea.
Yeah, Yuzette actually did. This is all Yuzi.
Thank you so much. You guys are the best. Wow. This is like the perfect picture to do this on,
it's
too.
Beautiful.
This is it right here. Whoa.
We care, bro.
deeply.
Dude, and if you want to see this picture, go to my IG. It's Rudy Ortiz. Check that out.
Well, by the way, Rudy crossed 5,000. It's a miracle.
Oh my God, finally.
They said it couldn't be done. And yet here we are. This is so incredible. I can't wait to adore
You don't
this.
Want to wear it during the movie right
No, it's too hot. I already have a hoodie on right now.
I'm
burning up. I have to run from BART.
That's
I have to run all the way from the BART station, so I'm already sweaty.
Are you going to come back and do yoga?
I don't know, dude. I tried yoga on Saturday.
Hold on. So the yoga thing, you're telling me it actually cranked your back, or you're just so sore from doing the yoga?
No, I don't think it really cranked my back like I hurt myself, but I've never really tried yoga for more than maybe like 2 minutes. And my buddy decided to give me some classes on Saturday, and it ruined me.
Vinny has a question.
Listen, we're not casting you in Dramaste for you to do yoga.
Dramaste.
There's plenty of people who are good at that. What you do is you be funny.
That's what I got to
do. So you go in there and you fake some yoga,
dude,
and then you throw some lines at people.
But I have to try it, though.
And now you're the hit friend, neighbor on the sitcom Dramaste.
But don't you think I should have known a little bit of yoga? I was trying to do like a couple of positions, and I didn't do a lot. It wasn't like I was really trying, but it just messed up my core to the point that like when I stand up too fast, everything gets tight. And it feels like I have a little.
You're
like
doing
a spank
it wrong.
On.
Just park now, in you know crisscross applesauce so, and say some stuff.
Do you never work out?
No, I do, but I've never done yoga. That's totally different.
You got to just keep going with it. It's really good for your flexibility. Just take it easy.
I'm gonna.
Did you do it in a nice hot room and warm up before you started jumping in?
Are you telling him to stick with yoga?
He wants to be on Drama Stay.
Oh,
he's got to.
I was so sweaty.
You can't
after...
just sit crisscross applesauce and yell out me. No, we can't, Vinny.
Just
They're
sit
not
there
going
insulting the yoga teacher, talking about her Lululemons. Yeah. I was so hot.
I could see through those.
My belly was dripping like after 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to everybody who does yoga. I understand what you mean now.
What was the studio? Do you remember the studio name?
No, we just did it in the inside the hotel room of the Ramada.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah,
you got to come to a real class.
The heater was broken. It wouldn't turn off.
You got to come to a real class. All right, everybody.
All right, let's do it.
Here's your review of a film called Alita: Battle Angel, starring Christoph Waltz, Jennifer Connelly, Mahershala Ali, Ed Norton, and Rosa Salazar.
Nice.
That's a big cast.
It's a huge cast.
So in this film, Christoph Waltz is a doctor, and when he finds a deactivated cyborg in the dump, he makes it his mission to reactivate her and helps her remember who she is.
Right.
So, Rudy, this entire film revolves around a central figure, Alita, played by Rosa Salazar. To create this character, Rosa had to have two cameras, 1 foot in front of her face the entire time, as well as a boom mic. She had to wear a giant helmet that these cameras were attached to. So she was not only a cyborg in the film, she was actually a cyborg.
Like in real life.
How was she?
Well, look, I've been thinking about this question because I'm trying to rate her performance. But the truth is, though, that it's hard to it's hard to give an answer to that because you're seeing her body movements. She's playing the role technically, but you don't see it's not her face.
It's not.
It is,
but it's enhanced. It's like
the eyes look too big or something. Like they've jacked up her face a little bit.
But she
doesn't look quite human.
She's supposed to look cyborg.
But it's like when you go on Instagram and everybody has a selfie, but you got filters all over it. So I don't know what's underneath all those X-Pros and all those.
Does my friend actually have a dog nose? That looks so real.
Like I don't remember that tongue or those bunny ears from last time. But yeah, so what I'm saying is that it's hard to judge her actual performance based off what I'm used to seeing from actresses. But, I mean, she did the role well. I mean, I don't have any complaints about the role, but I just had a tough time connecting with her as an actress. So it's hard to answer that question.
I'm going to say, I was going to say this for the end, and I'll say it again at the end. I thought she was phenomenal. I was captivated by her.
But you didn't feel like you just couldn't connect with her as an actress because the fact that she was super CGI'd out?
You want to know what it is? She's so unassuming, and all of a sudden she's this badass, and she sold that innocent character so perfectly, and then when it came to time to fight, she was unstoppable.
Wait, so is this a cartoon?
No.
There's some animation, though. There's a lot of CGI.
But
here.
It's like if you watch Lord of the Rings, CG is so good that it appears to really be happening in the real world. And the other characters are interacting with these. Just from the trailer I've seen, this looks like my kind of movie.
It is.
Don't get me wrong. We're going to get into it.
So this is a $200 million film.
Right.
Wow. Very heavy special effects. We saw it in 3D. How were the visuals? How was it?
Dude, stunning. Stunning. It was, and especially the 3D twist to it, to the whole experience was like, you just sat there and you were just like captivated by all the scenes. Like, these are right out of like a dream sequence.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you're like a comic book nerd, you're gonna jump right into this. You're gonna love this. If you wish that your comic books would just come to life, like, this is right up your alley. So it was a blast. Just, it was fun to watch.
It's 1,000 years in the future, right, in this like world that they created, a, you know, fallout war after war, and
so
everything.
It's on Earth still.
Yeah, no, it's not 1,000. It's only like 500 years.
Oh, sorry, 500 years in the future. I didn't mean 1,000.
26th century.
So Jennifer Connelly, she's the bad guy. Was this the right choice? How was she? Did it work?
I loved her. Ever since I saw her in Requiem for a Dream, Jennifer Connelly to me has always been like a dark figure. So I thought she was perfect for this role. She didn't have to be too overdramatic. Her role wasn't huge, but it was big enough to leave an impact, and you knew who she was. Like, she was like the villainous character in this whole movie. So I thought she was perfect for it.
Is this a good Valentine's Day movie?
I mean, you know what? There is a love twist in the movie. Don't get me wrong. There's
don't
like,
give in. Don't, yeah, don't, I'm going to see it.
There's some stuff going on there. That's all I'm saying. There's some stuff going
spoiler
on.
Spoiler alert.
No. But I honestly, alert. Even when you go watch it, it's going to be like super obvious. So, but no, yeah. If you wanted to go and take your lady out, if your lady was like somebody like Sarah who's into these type of movies, yeah, go ahead. Knock that out. You know, it's going to be a fun time
what
for
about
both
kids?
Of you guys. Kids? How
old?
Not so much.
How old?
I don't know. I forget what the movie is rated, but I would say, like, don't take anybody over or under 10.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of there's
how about
gonna be a
7 year
lot of action. Better be a pretty mature 7-year-old.
Is like, he mature?
Yeah. No, all I'm right. not going to.
Yeah, just.
Maybe I'll just use it as an excuse to get out of my house this week.
Do you have to see it in 3D?
No.
Well, I would say if you want the ultimate package, if you want the ultimate experience,
watch
it in 3D.
That can just be a headache in 3D.
That's true,
if
but
I got to go see something in 3D, I veto it.
No, but you're missing out.
I'm
boycotting. All you got to do is squint your eyes and like put the glasses on the tip of your nose.
I'm not going to do that. I need glasses now for movies anyway.
So there's, I'm going to say a little something about the film. There's these cyborg battle fights.
Right.
And those in 3D are so awesome because things are coming at you. You're like, oh.
Yeah, you're like ducking
dodge,
and stuff. It's like, boom, boom, you're in
like
the movie.
Dodge.
You got to dodge. Duck, dodge,
is that
dive,
how you
and dodge.
Dodge? Is that why your shields are up earlier? Yeah.
That's the worst dodge I've ever seen.
Will there be an Alita part two?
There better be. There better be. I think the movie left it
open-ended like that?
It allows it. Yeah. It allows it, you know?
Anything you want to say about Ed Norton or Mahershala?
Ed Norton was great in it, even though his role wasn't huge, but I think he's part of the reason as to why you think that there's going to be a sequel to all of this. But I think he's going to fit that role perfectly. And I want to say this. I was telling Hooman this yesterday, and it kind of goes with the first question that you asked as to what I thought about. What was the girl's name who played Alita? What was her name?
Rosa Salazar.
Okay. The thing is that I think we're kind of moving into a weird time now where it's like you're going to start seeing a lot of CG, you know, characters now. And I think maybe we're not too far away from the time where CG characters are going to take over for actual human actors. And I think George Lucas even alluded to this a while ago. I think he mentioned the fact that he doesn't like dealing with actors. He preferred dealing with animation and, you know, things that didn't have an attitude. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the future most movies were CG, like in the near future, because it would have worked out perfectly here.
Mm. Well, they could actually, you know, buy the rights to Marilyn Monroe and CG her or
boom.
Anything they want.
Tupac has been doing concerts in Coachella for the last 5 years. He's been gone for a minute now, as far as I'm concerned. He's killing the game.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I have a crush on Rosa Salazar.
How old is she?
I think 30.
The real one or the cyborg one?
Wow. Same person.
Oh, well, see, okay, well, now we're getting weird.
I'm all sold. Right.
All right.
And I love this film. Yeah, there were a few cheesy moments. I mean, there were a couple moments where Rudy and I were like, take two, like, right. Redo that scene. Like, there's a couple where it's clear that they wanted to give some of the other people some lines, but...
They gotta spread the love.
I was like, that's... But forget those moments. The visuals are amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I mentioned this, but I was captivated by Rosa. I mentioned that?
Yeah,
you did. Like three times already, dude.
I couldn't get enough of
you're
her.
You're falling in love with a cyborg, bro.
I hope there's a part two. Please let this movie make $200 million at the box office. That's what it's going to take.
Right.
I'm going to give it 3 7/8 Persians.
7/8?
I know you
give
love
it a four,
stuff
for God's
like that.
Sake.
Right? Like, make a decision.
Why are you being like that?
I just 3 7/8. I'm giving this a strong four. This is a strong four. This is a fun, fun movie. If you're into like action, big time fight scenes,
sci-fi
for sure. And I'm not even a huge sci-fi fan, but this movie totally pulled me in. And the story is a lot of fun too. So yeah, go check this out. A strong four pinatas full of, you know, more full of these those cool action scenes that they had, which they, that movie was full of. So you're going to love it.
What's the full name of this? Alita?
Battle Angel.
Alita Battle Angel.
Yes.
That's the name of it.
All right. Dig it.
Great job.
Thank you, guys.
Rudy and Hooman.
Thank you guys again so much for this blanket.
Happy
this is,
Valentine's
this is the
Day.
Highlight of my week. I really appreciate you guys.
How about the year? Highlight of your year?
Well, it's still early. Okay. So you're going to have to give me a bigger blanket than
the year so far.
So far.
Any gigs you got coming up that you want to plug locally?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to my website, RudyOrtiz.com, to check out my schedule. But I really want you guys to come out to Tommy T's on February 27th. I'll be headlining there, getting ready for my one-hour special. So come on out.
Oh,
February.
One-hour special. Stop the presses.
It's coming up. It's coming up in, I'm going to do it in early August.
On where? Where will it be?
This will probably be in San Leandro. I don't want to give up the venue too soon.
No, where is the gonna air? Where's the special going
to
air?
Oh, no. You're probably going to have to go to my website to get it.
Oh.
I know. Wow,
you said you're shooting a one-hour sound like a special.
Completely deflated the situation. I know,
well,
but
Netflix,
don't worry.
I know you're listening. Hello, Rudy Ortiz.
Or at least
watch
Hulu.
The special.
Hulu, throw me some love or something, Hulu. Come on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just go February 27th, Tommy T's. Check it out.
Thanks, you,
thank
guys.
You guys.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You guys, be careful getting home. To you guys specifically here in the studio.
Yes.
To everyone else, if you're not at work yet, be careful coming into work and then later today. It is actually supposed to lessen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think the afternoon commute is going to be a little easier.
Hopefully.
But it's been a tough one this morning, so hopefully you made it where you needed to go on time and in one piece, and we're glad
Tahoe's
you listened to us.
Man, getting dumped on through Sunday.
Mm. How much are they expecting, does it say?
It doesn't say. It just...
Snow.
All the way through. It's going to be incredible.
You know, the irony is that they're getting so much snow, they can't open.
Right.
Like, the lifts are buried, and they got to do avalanche control.
Spring skiing's fun.
Yes, it is.
We have rain through Saturday, so it's...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to continue.
Batten down the hatches, everyone. Just hopefully it won't flood where you're living. Stay away from the bottoms of hills.
Right.
You don't want to
mudslide. A lot of trees falling, too.
Yes. Yeah, it's tough out there, you know? This is a no-joke storm.
Oh, my God. Jason Sisko, you know, my friend.
Yeah.
He's sending pictures of me when I was a kid.
Uh-oh.
Who's he sending them to? Just to you? Jason, send them to me!
You're so cute!
Let me see.
Look at all that hair.
Oh, my God, Vinny.
You know who cut that hair?
Your mom. No wonder you look just like your mom in that picture.
That's a bowl cut.
That's the same cut she gives herself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Such shiny, thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you and Jason?
No, that's Wally. He used to work at our bike shop.
What do you mean, your bike shop?
My dad and his dad owned a bike shop together.
Oh,
I think you've said that before.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. So that's Wally.
Wally.
We used to eat chili cheese dogs together.
Oh, right. You'd go up to the
Wiener Schnitzel.
They'd get like
schnitzel.
20 chili cheese dogs, and all the boys would just be like, it's like a cartoon. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Sounds good.
You guys. Have a good day. Okay. I'll check you out tomorrow. It'll be Friday.
Yeah, Friday all day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.